you're listening to His Time. It is time for Historically Speaking with our friend Dr. Daniel Harmelink, Concordia Historical Institute. Good morning, Dr. Harmelink.
Good morning. I brought my radio voice. I've got a cold this week.
Stay over there.
It's just allergies.
Sure it is.
Hey, fantastic just... week. We are coming out with the latest issue of Historical Footnotes.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out twice a year now, and it's just chock full of photographs and interesting articles for any level as far as interest in Lutheran history.
Lots of stuff. Now, you were traveling last week, weren't you?
I was preaching.
You were preaching?
I was a guest preacher at Trinity Lutheran Church in Altenburg, Missouri. They were celebrating.
Yes.
They're celebrating this year their 177th anniversary.
Wow.
So that's getting up there. That's a big cake.
Yeah. Wow. How exciting.
So it's, they have the, one of these pulpits, or pulpits. It's above the altar, right? So if you have a fear of heights, that's not a good place to be. But Walther preached from there, and, you know, 177 years of being faithful to God's word. So what a fantastic Sunday.
And you got to preach from that same pulpit.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
I noticed that, you know, in the old days, the sermon notes must have had a smaller little piece of paper. I was talking to one pastor. He said, yeah, I was in one of those pulpits once, and this was during the summer, I guess, and the fan blew the sermon notes right out of the pulpit and down all the way to the floor. So it's like,
what
you're
did he
on
do?
Your own, buddy.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Just preached from memory then, huh?
Yeah.
Ex corde.
Right on the heart. So it was a pleasure to represent CHI and again to affirm this congregation's long history of God being faithful to them.
What is it? You brought along historical footnotes.
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
It's a newsletter.
Newsletter. Okay.
So we have Concordia Historical Institute quarterly, and I've brought that in before, and that's a little more, you know, scholarly or a little more in-depth. The historical footnotes is more of what's going on at CHI. So, for example, at the Synod Convention this summer, we'll be handing these out, getting more people interested in the history of the Lutheran Church in North America. So if people listening, if you'd like a copy of this historical footnotes, give us a call, send us an email, and we'll get this into your hands.
What kinds of things do we, I'm looking through it right now, what do we usually find in historical footnotes? It looks like some news items.
Yeah, there are news items about what's going on at CHI. The opening article is on the annual awards banquet that we had. We've had guest speakers come and talk about that. Every year, we recognize the cream of the crop when it comes to publications about Lutheran history in North America. So last year we had, I think, 16 awardees, and they came out from all over the country to receive these awards and to be recognized. So that will come up again this November. The committee is meeting soon. We probably have 100 books, journal articles, these kinds of things that we have to go over and evaluate. So it's a chunk of work. And then the next article is on recent acquisitions to our collection. It's amazing what people just kind of walk in. And it's like, well, we don't think that this has any historical value, but we brought it to you just in case. And it's they're amazing treasures that, again, are touchstones of God's faithfulness in the Lutheran Church. So things from a French-made field organ that was used by a chaplain in World War II. To old books about the Reformation from the 16th century.
That's interesting. That organ, you know.
Well, you know, if a chaplain doesn't have perfect pitch, I mean, it's good to have something more than a pitch pipe.
I've seen one similar to that.
Have you?
Trinity Milstadt has one.
Does it
Milstadt, Illinois?
Does it come with batteries?
No, it's the they have to pedal it. It's a pumper kind, and they use it for their annual. Service in the park.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sunday. They have their church picnic. So they start off with service in the park, and then and they use the dear organist gets a workout that morning, and is pumping the organ. But it sounds great. Sounds magnificent for a little portable organ like that.
Well, this has to be very portable, you know.
Yeah.
As far as chaplains go. And then again, the next article talks about the closing of the Papua New Guinea exhibit July 1st. So again, you know, if you have not seen that exhibit, please come and take a look. We're going to be start dismantling that, getting ready for 2017 and the exhibit on the Reformation after July 1st. So don't wait too long. There's also this photograph of one of the original microphones of KFUO. And again, we've been asked by the museum in Wittenberg, Germany, if they could display that KFUO microphone as tens of thousands of people go through there next year for to celebrate or to commemorate the Reformation. So the work of KFUO, the work of Walter A. Meyer and the radio programs here will be part of Germany's national celebration of the Reformation.
Wow.
How about that?
That's pretty big.
See, even the Germans know about KFUO.
We're worldwide. I hope they're listening.
Yeah, definitely.
Although some of them may be resting right now.
Exactly. So there's just, you know, article after article. So if you'd like a sample copy, give us a ring, 314-505-7900, or email us. You can go to the website, ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org, and send in a request.
I'm getting caught up in the articles here. Sorry.
Yeah,
you're talking about important stuff.
We have a radio program to go.
You're talking about important stuff, and I'm like getting caught up in the articles here. This is pretty neat. Okay.
You can look at that during your coffee break.
That's later. Right.
So 169 years ago, on April 26th, 1847, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod was born.
How so?
The Constitution was ratified or signed, the first Constitution of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We've got that, and it's...
The Evangelical Lutheran Church of Missouri...
Ohio.
And other states.
And that was 1847, April 26th. So a lot of people have forgotten that. But again, what a great day to give thanks to God for these faithful pastors in North America, in the wilderness of North America, coming together to say, how can we support each other? And they founded a synod, a church body that... The number one thing is see the scriptures as the true word of God and the confessions as a true exposition of that scripture.
Thanks be to God.
It was a crazy time when the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod was formed, and a lot of people were despairing of people just walking away from the church or getting fed. Crazy stuff about what the Bible is and what salvation, how that works. So we thank people like C.F.W. Walther, the lay men, the emergency pastors that were sent from Germany, people like Winneken, Seeler, all those people that are prominent in LCMS history. So they wrote this constitution, and now we have the handbook. So if you have insomnia and you have trouble sleeping, the LCMS handbook, the 2013 edition, is how many pages long? 200 pages long. So it went from 18-page document, something like that, to a 200-page Constitution and Bylaws handbook. But it's interesting that the Concordia Historical Institute, when people ask, well, when did the Institute start? Well, it's a little fuzzy because in that original Constitution 169 years ago, there were provisions right in there. It was specific that this new synod would appoint a chronicler to document the unfolding history of the synod. Mm-hmm. So right from the beginning, the founders had appreciation for the history as a touchstone to God's working with his people.
That's interesting. So next year, 2017, will be 170 years anniversary of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, 500th anniversary of the Reformation.
And it's our 90th.
And your 90th, yeah, the Concordia Historical Institute 90th.
As far as
90th.
Our official incorporation. But I think, you know, again, the 500th anniversary will eclipse just about everything else.
But so much to give thanks for. you know, so much to give thanks for. It's not about celebrating us or what we've done or what our ancestors have done, but giving thanks to God for what He has provided for us all throughout history.
Exactly. Exactly. So the ripples of the Reformation continue to flow out to the ends of the earth. And you, I mean, you're a witness of that, and with your guests here in the program, God continues to do His gracious work. And yesterday, the day before, you know, call day, the message isn't that we're sending super pastors out that'll fix all the world's problems, that'll fix all the congregation's problems, but it's God, through His word and sacraments, continue to do its work even among sinful and weak and confused people.
Right. We're not sending out magnificent people who have some superpowers to fix everything.
It's like here's your cape. Go get them.
But rather, sending out servants who are equipped with the word of God, which brings the forgiveness of sins, life, and life and salvation. Mm-hmm. That's greater than anything else.
Right. So, you know, and we've heard from people like Pastor Randy Golter that this commemoration of the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, it is not all about us.
It's all about
Jesus.
Or
Luther, right?
That's true.
It's about Christ and His work, and the world continues to need, sometimes we need to hear that, and the world definitely needs to hear that.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, we've got about 2 minutes left. What else do we have from CHI?
If you're coming to the Synodical Convention in Milwaukee this summer in July, we'll have an exhibit. We'll have a little foretaste, a little display of what's just around the corner as far as our movable display at CHI in 2017. So come and see us. We've got materials. Interesting things at the convention. There's going to be over 3,000 people, and so I don't know if we'll be handing out pens or erasers with CHI, you know, that kind of stuff. But we will have something for you.
Sounds fun. Sounds fun. KFUO is planning on being there. We'll be there to provide updates on what's going on at the convention. And we'll have to come see what... I thought you were bringing giant buttons that say Concordia Historical Institute.
Yeah, I'll be wearing one
about
of those.
The size of my head.
Well, one thing that we will be bringing is the gavel.
Oh, that's right.
Without the gavel, the convention cannot start. So yeah. CHI has a fairly important role in that. If we don't get it into the president's hands, they just
stand around and wait.
What to do. Yeah.
Can't find a replacement gavel,
and we'll have like postcards of the gavel too, and things like that. So if you haven't seen the gavel, it's incredible. It was taken from the wood of the old log cabin college, you know, legally, and carved into a gavel, and it may be on display during the convention.
So is there like a log missing from the cabin now?
No, I think they had to replace a rafter. You know, sometimes they get a little rotten. So this was not from a rotten part of it, but a good part of it. But it is, I mean, just even the gavel is...
So the gavel's not going to fall apart in the middle of...
Well, I have to talk to President Harris about that.
Don't hit it too hard.
Please. I can't order another one of those, you know?
They don't make those every day. They don't make them like they used to.
They don't make them like they used to.
All right, the website for Concordia Historical Institute.
ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org. We have searches for genealogical things, historical things. If you're a congregation celebrating an anniversary or one's coming around the corner, give us a call. We'd love to help you put on a fantastic commemoration.
Outstanding. Dr. Daniel Harmelink from Concordia Historical Institute. Always good to chat with you. See you next week.
It's a blessing, Andy. Take care.